Chapter 37. Rough hands shoved and herded the prisoners down the dank corridor. The faint smell of smoke, ozone, and something else Charlie couldn't quite place wafted to their noses, growing stronger as they walked. "What's going on?" the lone human asked the guard nearest him. The man just looked at him and motioned to keep moving. It seemed the translators worked for the ship's crew just fine, so it was only the prisoners who couldn't understand one another. A blast of air suddenly created a vacuum, sucking the men off their feet en masse before abruptly ceasing. They crawled off of one another and stood up, the guards urging them forward. The smells, Charlie noted, had vanished momentarily. What the hell was that? He wondered. Felt scarily like a decompression. In space, that was always a concern, and with no EVA suit to protect him from the vacuum, unconsciousness and death would find him in minutes if that were the case. It was cold in space, sure, but asphyxiation would kill him long before he froze, since the only way to lose heat in a vacuum is by radiant cooling, and that would take over a half hour, if not longer. Of course, there was also the painful possibility of death by embolism, as the air in your lungs tried to exit your body to the no-pressure environment of space. You wouldn't explode, as old-timey science fiction loved to depict, but your lungs could rupture, and if not, deadly air bubbles could be forced into your bloodstream, causing a most painful demise. Whatever had just happened, however, had been rectified almost immediately. For that he was grateful. Captivity may have been bad, but death was a far worse option. The smell of sweat and tangy smoke grew strong as the group of men were guided down a corridor Charlie had never seen before. Up ahead, a door was open. A door that seemed to lead to what appeared to be an adjacent vessel. A large ship of some type that was floating no more than 10 meters from their craft. The lead guard stepped right out the door into the seeming void, but he kept walking. Some invisible force was creating a walkway from one ship to the other. He turned and motioned for the others to stop gawking and follow him. The prisoners did as they were bade and made their way, single file, out of the open door. "I'm stepping into space," Charlie muttered, experiencing what no human ever had, an unprotected spacewalk. Technically, he was surrounded by an invisible protective bubble, but the effect of the experience was that of being in space with no suit, yet no death. Okay, maybe this isn't entirely bad. A roughly human-looking man ran screaming toward them from the far end, rushing toward the open hole in the other ship's hull. "Hokta!" one of his gray captors shouted, aiming his slop at the approaching man. He crumpled to the ground in a pile, dead. From within the other ship, a pair of prisoners Charlie recognized from mealtime rushed into the force field passageway and dragged the man's body back to the other ship, clearing the way for the arriving reinforcements. And reinforcements was what they were, he realized, as he unglued his eyes from the door ahead of him and let himself take in the scene before him. The ship they were boarding was riddled with holes, the hull torn open in several areas where the boarding parties had breached it. Bodies floated in the space nearby where force fields were not in use, either sucked out or thrown out before the openings had been sealed with a strange alien tech. Bandolier-wearing men from his own ship were fighting their way through the other craft, he could see through the jagged holes. Fighting with not only slops, but also short swords, knives, and clubs. They were taking over the crippled vessel by force. "Pirates," he gasped as realization set in. "I've been shanghaied by fucking alien space pirates." The guard nearest him glanced at his astonished face and laughed, then pushed him through the hole and aboard the other ship. The craft was beautiful. Or it had been before the invading force had taken it by storm. The walls were smooth and flowing, a distinct lack of sharp angles making it feel almost organic, as if it had been grown and not built. The lighting was warm and bright, that is, in the parts that were not shattered and ruined by the force of the invaders' weapons. The smoke he had smelled had come from one of those attacks. A handful of bodies lay smoldering against a dented wall, where some form of weapon had ended their resistance with brutal efficiency. But that would have been the initial boarding. Now that the pirates were scrambling through all levels of the ship, they'd have to switch to close-quarter tactics. At least, that's what he assumed they would do. But Earth was a long, long way away, and he had no idea how these strange men would carry out their plunder. The prisoners were quickly herded down a long corridor, the lights flickering from unknown damage to their power source. Bodies littered the way, and the cries of close battle could clearly be heard, and it was getting closer. Charlie nearly jumped back when they rounded a curved section and came across an enormous hole in the hull. He instinctively grabbed for anything he could to not be sucked out into space, drawing laughter from his captors. Of course, it's sealed, he realized as he forced his hands to release their grip on the bent section of a doorway he had latched onto in his panic. But this isn't like the others. This is bigger. And it blew from the inside out, he noted as he studied the blast pattern. He'd seen similar-looking damage on vessels back home, typically caused by a fatal decompression inside. This, however, appeared intentional. They tried to scuttle the ship, he realized. That was the pressure change we felt. They knew they were losing and tried to take us with them. The nearest guard shoved him along. No time for sightseeing. They had work to do, apparently, but what it was, he didn't know. His feet slipped momentarily on the slick ground, but he knew better than to look. They'd been passing bodies for a while, and that wasn't spilled water he was walking through. The hole had sucked out most of the dead and dying before the pirates could seal it, but the blood remained. He only hoped the force field the pirates had put in place was strong enough to hold. If not, his next spacewalk wouldn't be as pleasant as his first.